This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
I tell you, you've looked at the text. What happened to the hoodie laugh?
Where's it at, man?
Just have to, we have to put post-it notes in here that say, remember hoodie laugh.
Yeah, it's like hoodie if you don't play it, you know, they're going to,
yeah,
like, you know, you forget about it.
Do you turn
We're live on the radio right now.
All right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know. You're the third person we got.
That's true. It's all the job. Let engineering know that that's not working. Yeah, that's crazy. So, what were you saying?
Well, you know, it's just with the hoodie. Like, you got.
Oh, yeah. People, well, they thought we were going to forget about it already. I'm so bad at that. I got to get better at that. When I'm on the radio and the door opens, and I completely, that catches me off guard.
Derailed a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like when we were at Radiothon, it would happen all the time.
Oh, I was the worst at that.
Well, I mean, look, if you're wearing a headset and talking to each other, that's like a giveaway, right? That,
no.
That you would think.
Even at the gym, it doesn't work. Like, I want to take my headphones in there instead of earbuds so people will see that I have something in my ears, can't hear you. There's nothing worse than somebody just standing there, like, talking to you for
and
a couple minutes.
And staring at you.
And you turn around and look, and their mouth's moving. You're like, oh, what?
When you assume that 90% of people at the gym got some kind of listening device.
Even if they don't, they're acting like they do.
It's funny you say that, because we got a call about the gym coming up.
Yeah?
The first.
Gym's going to get you.
Oh, boy.
This guy is, he's not a fan of his racist coworker.
Uh-oh.
So he calls us up.
Mm.
Luckily, he doesn't give examples of why the guy is racist, but, you know.
Doesn't say where he works or anything?
No.
Nope. Okay, good.
Dang it.
864. Paige wanted to know. I like to support. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
One thing I don't understand is why someone feels the need to bring up racism in the workplace. Now, I'm not going to name names or anything because, you know, I don't see the point in just name dropping. I was sitting in a work truck, you know, because of the hurricane stuff. You know, we're working 16-hour days, so, you know, obviously we're going to shoot the shit. But one of my coworkers decided that he was going to sit there and make a comment about how a white woman had him walking with a mixed baby, and then decided to say that he owns his daughter because she slept with a black man, and that he wrote her and his grandkids out of the will. Like, how are you going to sit there and be intolerant, and then when I check you on it, you're going to say, oh, it's just how I was raised. it don't matter how you were raised or if you were raised in that. You got to change with the times, man. That kind of shit don't fly.
That's kind of hateful.
Ooh. I mean, look, if you've ran out of stuff to talk about, you start talking about, you know, how different people look. I'm kidding.
Well, once you talk about weather and, you know, sports are kind of in a limbo.
None of that should matter. Like, there's enough stuff going on that.
Yeah, go with something a little easier. Like, hey, who are you voting for? Something like that.
Like, don't you just, I mean, you don't. I don't think people now see, a family situation like that and think, you know, oh, like.
I've seen quite the opposite, actually. I still know somebody who was very anti-gay, and their son came out, and boy, that was a 180.
Yep.
And that sometimes is what it takes.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of goes to show you, like, okay, this is how you think you feel like you feel or whatever, but then when it involves you and yours, you might have a different opinion.
Yeah, then you take it personally.
It's got to hit close to home, right? That's when it kind of wakes people up to have some kind of tolerance. But
yeah,
we only think about it when we're conditioned for a commercial, because that's obvious pandering right there. Like, you know, like we've said, you'll have a cereal commercial. You'll have a black husband, a white wife, and like a, you know, an Asian kid.
Right.
It's like, okay, like you're throwing everything in there, obviously.
You're trying to appeal to the masses, but at the same time, where a lot of our heads go is we see this family having their Kick cereal or whatever it is. Pardon me, Paige. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is. And you're sitting there and you're not even looking at what they're marketing. You're like, how does this work with this family? Like, whose grandmother is this?
Like, you're waiting for an in-law to come by and just, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
chop it up.
And they're like, well, that doesn't matter. Like, well, then why'd you do it that way?
Yeah.
Well, we're for everyone. Okay. So maybe 1 month you give it to this. And then change them monthly if you want to. But just throwing this conglomeration together in is kind of, I'm not against it, but I'm just trying to figure it out. Grandma is this?
How about you got a commercial with a fat guy who's in a chair? And his wife is like a smoking hot babe.
Right.
Like a 10 or whatever. And then he's like, you know, 800 pounds and he's...
Like King of Queens.
He can't move.
How often is that, though? I mean, most people generally are equally attractive.
At least that would be a fun one to kind of pander to. Like that show, My 600-Pound Wife.
Oh, Lord.
You seen that?
No.
Yeah.
How big is he? Like, what would her show be called? How big's her husband?
That's the thing, man. That's reversed.
They don't ever do them about, like, there's not 1,000-pound brothers.
I don't think so.
I'm sure they are somewhere, but they won't sign off to do it, probably.
In that situation, the boyfriend, like, if the woman's fat, he's never fat. He's the real skinny dude. Like one of the 1,000-pound sisters, her boyfriend, real skinny guy.
Yeah.
Others.
Many others.
Opposites attract.
Yeah, Honey Boo Boo's daddy, or stepdaddy.
Sugar Balls?
Yeah, the one that ended up being a really bad person. Right?
Didn't I don't think it was him.
I thought it was.
Might have been the other one.
I thought it was him that got charged with some kind of really bad child crime.
Well, he dipped, so probably. It wouldn't shock
you. You're stupid.
He what?
He dipped.
Oh, boy.
He's making fun of another punishment idea I had.
This guy.
Not for me, though, right?
Well, it was going to be.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And nobody else loses.
Might be on him now since he's being a jerk about it. Jerk.
So I got to have a good weekend.
It's hot in here, man. I wore flannel today, and it's hot.
Feels good.
Well,
the opposite.
Here's this guy that says, you got a gun. Well, guess what? I got a bigger weapon. Stupid dumb ass.
Let me give the number 864-241-4318, the FOF line.
You know what really ticks me off is when we're already stressed out and long gas lines and people want to cut in line. You know, everybody needs a little bit of gas. It's been hard with the hurricane and everything. You guys who want to cut in line. Then you want to flash a gun? I'll run your f***ing ass over with my truck, you little bitch.
Oh. Wow.
So, yeah.
It's getting serious with the get. Well, I don't think Florida's still doing it, but, you know, they were giving away 10 gallons of gas at three different stations. I don't know if it was just in Tampa or across the state.
That's nice to do.
But for Milton.
Is it causes violent situations.
I'm sure they don't do it now, but
was it for? I mean, what's it? A particular brand or?
I don't think so.
Wow, that's nice.
Because you know all the stations were out, but we saw it, man. We saw people lined up in the road just to get a little bit.
Yeah.
But pulling a gun on somebody because you know, I mean, come on. How do you cut in a gas line anyway?
I don't know. I saw a video the other day of two older women. The woman, I guess, swung in front of her and got the pump. And the woman tried, she went and took the gas out of the handle, out of her hole, gas tank, and was going and putting it. And they were sitting there fighting over it. And then, of course, somebody starts videoing it. I'm like,
good God.
I would be laughing so hard if I saw this live. Like I wouldn't even think to get my phone and video. I would just be hysterical. No, that's mine. No, you got in front of me. Give it. And they're fighting over the gas pump, the handle of it.
Gas is going everywhere.
No, it luckily.
God,
because both of them probably smoked.
So they're on fire. I see the scene now.
Oh, you want to take a damn break?
We'll take a damn break.
Got to.
When we come back, we'll do some more of the damn FOF line. 864-241-4318. What might we hear, Fat Boy?
Well, we got the guy about the gym. He's got some rules when you go to the gym. Okay. He would like you to follow.
Okay.
And this guy is really tired of his boss's attitude. His boss has a bad one.
I asked you to delete that. No, I'm kidding.
Shouldn't have called.
Oh, no.
Voice might sound familiar.
All right, we'll get to that more. When you're mad, upset, angry, ticked off, ticked on. 864-241-4318. More of the FOF line next.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fat Boy's a human wrecking ball. He never loses weight at all. When that
you like it, you want to play it again.
Well, she's ruthless.
I know.
She's getting it in for the punishment.
I went in and apologized to the engineer just a moment ago.
He did.
Did you compliment his slick back hair?
No. I said, man, I'm sorry if I sound like a jerk to you a while ago when you came in. He's like, well, you did. And I was like, yeah, I know. Nah, he didn't realize either.
It's like
our light doesn't work on the outside of the door. So, you know, the cool feature, it says on air, on air, on air. It's not working.
Which sucks, man, because that's the cool.
Are we on the air? I mean, is that the way we tell? We go outside and look out the door?
Because we tell you a little trick. Probably shouldn't be saying this.
Oh, God.
But sometimes we'll be like, hey, hit that button. Turn that mic on.
Oh, yeah. And then pull it down. Yep. Yeah. That's when we don't want people to come in.
Like back in the days of the tours?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, in Prod, a production studio for real.
Constantly.
Because we'd be in there recording stuff and just being silly and saying dirty words and stuff. And it's like, hey, it's the third graders from so-and-so Christian school. Like, ah, what's up?
It'd be the oddest tour sometimes. There was a bunch of old people one time, like a
seniors
tour
home.
I feel like anybody could book a tour.
Well, I mean, I think if you are part of a senior citizens group, like my mom used to be the director of that. Now she's a client. But she used to do, and they would find the weirdest things. Like, they, of course, they'd go to the mountains when the leaves changed, and they would go to these, you know, well-known restaurants that were maybe an hour or two away. But then they would just go, like, to botanical gardens and just, like, clearly, it was just a thing to do.
They didn't go to hedonism or anything?
No, no.
Can you imagine?
No. You couldn't really witness over there.
Boy, you'd have a lot of work to do.
You would. It'd be too much.
It's like the Garden of Eden plus pot.
Yeah. Silver Snickers. Silver Swingers. Is that a thing? Oh, Lord.
It's got to be.
Good God.
Send me those videos.
In the mature category.
It takes place in Simpsonville, I'm sure.
That's what we've heard. We've heard that there's a lot of swingers in Simpsonville. We've tiptoed around that, but when we talk about swinging, my God, it seems like y'all all live in Simpsonville.
Wow.
And I only know 3 or 4 people live in Simpsonville.
You got to do something with all that traffic.
Ray Thompson, is there something you'd like to tell me?
No. Well, I'm sure there is.
Yeah, shut the hell up.
This guy.
I love Wonder Ray.
This guy, he's just tired of his boss's attitude.
Uh-oh.
He don't like it. This guy's taking a risk because we have heard from people before, even though they did not say any names. They're like,
oh,
man,
yeah.
They found me out.
Came back to get them.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't want your stuff heard, call John Boy and Billy. If you do, call the Rise Guys, 864-241-4318.
You know what the f*** I'm tired of? I'm tired of every time we get new f***ing employees, the motherfuckers quit within a week, and we pay decent, but our f***ing boss is too worried about f***ing fishing and his f***ing heart problems to realize he has a f***ing business to run, and my boss has his head so far up his f***ing ass, he can taste the meatloaf he ate last Sunday,
ah.
And it's f***ing annoying. Damn.
You better hope your boss ain't a P1, buddy.
God bless.
Because he might come after you. It's like, oh, yeah, you about to taste the meatloaf too, yeah.
Oh. Are you a meatloaf fan?
I'm like, yeah. I didn't eat it for a while. I asked my wife if she started making it again.
Yeah. She put peppers and the garlic and everything in it?
I think she does put some spice. I don't like ketchup, so I asked not to have ketchup on mine. But I like it with the mashed potatoes.
See, I like to add the ketchup after. I don't like the ketchup baked onto it. I don't like hot ketchup.
Yeah, it's not a good.
It's got to be spiced right. You're right about that.
Well, some people like barbecue sauce instead of the ketchup.
Some people like hot salads. I don't get that.
You got to have it.
Salads.
Hot salad.
Mashed potatoes.
Served warm.
Personally, I like it with some green beans on the side. Yeah. And like a box of Debbie cakes.
You're trying to be so sexy when you're talking about food.
Oh, yeah.
He's not trying. He just is.
I love some meatloaf.
Why are you not a food influencer for real?
I don't know. You really should be.
You know, you're so knowledgeable
it's
about
like
you're
it. Aroused.
Like, what's the big? Who's got the Addams Family promo right now?
Burger King.
See,
Yeah.
Who's giving away?
We can mention them again.
Who's giving away? Oh, who's giving away Croc keychains in their Happy Meal? Well, it said Happy Meal.
Well, I got one too.
Yeah.
That's what the kid had on his finger when he said Croc.
Croc finger.
Oh boy.
It sounded dirty.
Well.
All right.
This guy goes to the, when this guy's going to the gym, he's trying to get it in, as they say.
Yeah. Get some reps in.
Oh.
He has a message for his fellow Jimmies, I guess. Gym goers.
Uh-huh.
Workout.
Yeah.
Workout. Co-workouters.
How about go there to work out? Don't go there to pose or to flex. I don't care if you pay you $10 a month.
Yeah.
You know, do something while you're there. Damn dummies.
I don't. I took one in the bathroom the other day.
Whoa, wow, really?
What a mirror selfie, though. 864.
Listen, I'm sick and tired of these motherfuckers at the gym on their damn phones. Just, okay, set your music. Set your music up. Spend some money. Have some headphones. That's worth the and damn do this at the gym and get the out. Like, get in there an hour. You're done. Don't sit on your phone on the goddamn machine with your with your at the house. Get off the phone, you little bitch.
My goodness. I don't know what they're doing at his gym. On
I
the
don't
phone.
Know. Why did he take pictures of?
Yeah, he took a turn. He said they're sitting on the machines playing with their.
Yeah.
But you could do that at the house.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Then he called everybody an F word at the end.
There's I see the pictures like online people taking them, but I don't see them. I think they must do it very like nonchalantly. Or maybe they lay their phone down and then just work out and the phone is videoing them. But I just don't see people with it in their hands and stuff.
I don't either.
Like where I go.
No, you're like in the mirror, you'll see a secret sitting down kind of pose, selfie pose.
Yeah, or if she lays her phone down against the wall and she starts doing yoga poses, I'm like, yeah, you're an influencer.
You know that angle you don't like in adult films?
Yeah.
What if the guys are doing that? that's Lord. How they're posing
that's
on their phones.
I got a spotter up top and on the bottom. Yeah.
We're going to make sure you see the undercarriage.
No way.
Who wants to see that?
Nobody. The floor is pissed, too. 864. What do you want to say? Sorry.
No, I cut you off with the number earlier. So somebody's just going to dial 864 and it's not going to go.
I'm waiting. Bump, bump, bump. 864-241-4318.
You know, some jobs have a lot of power.
Duke power.
Like, you don't want to cross them. I would imagine a locksmith is a person you do not want to cross.
No.
Because you will go on a list.
Or even have a prank war with.
Uh-uh. Because, you know, they can lock you out.
Unlock your car.
Some of those guys have done it so much, they can look at a lock and know what key to make for it.
God.
Some keys you can't get copied at your retailers, like home department stores.
Century locks, they won't do.
Yeah, like you got to go to other places.
Yeah. Which, I mean, if you have the key, I mean, that means, like, you have possession of it. Like, I encountered that a while back. I had a lock at the farm and I lost a little key for it and like, yeah, we can't cut you new one. I'm like, why?
Somebody tell us, like Texas, obviously, 72341. How can there be a master key? Like in the office here, our key only fits our office.
Right.
It won't fit, but all the other knobs are the same. Why wouldn't it fit them? What makes a master
somebody's
key?
Somebody told me that before. Well, it's the third rung. It goes one, two. The third one, if you look, the person here showed me, well, they're not here anymore, but they compared the two. It was former engineer.
Yeah.
The third divot was different. And so when it goes in, it click, it would stop on other ones. But with theirs, it clicks through.
Oh, okay.
It's, dude, people who made like watches and clocks and locks back then were brilliant people. The way all those little chambers would go around, that's just brilliance. I think it's the Swiss that is credited with that.
It might have been.
Their army made cool knives.
Yeah.
Well, here's a locksmith you don't want to mess with. He's going to talk about something I did not know existed.
Oh, boy.
I hope it don't exist.
Q-tips. That gets open the bedroom doors at home.
I hope he's just playing around.
All right, here we go. The FOF line.
I'm a locksmith. I ain't going to say where or the company name, but if you call to come get your unlocked, whether it's front door, car door, whatever, and I'm on the way, and I call you, I tell you I'm on the way, and you wait until I get there to tell me you don't need me no more, you're going to go on the list, which means whenever you call back again, if you do, you're going to get double charged, or I'm going to tell you I'm on the way and I'm not going to come, and I'm just going to leave up. So don't do that.
There's not a list, is there? I don't want to be on it.
I don't think. You know what's crazy, though? A lot of those guys, I think that when you're in business, you have to be competitive. And, I mean, obviously, not that you're not competitive, but a lot of those that, like, are so giving to each other. Like, the brewery industry, y'all are, like, some of the best people in the world. I know it's because you're drunk all the time, but...
and you host wrestling a lot.
It's like, you love the other brewers, and it's this fun little world, and, like... And I hate everyone else in radio. I do.
I know.
They're competition. I don't hate them physically, but, like, they're competition, so I'm not...
I don't listen to what they do.
Well, I don't either, but I you know, this, well, we're in the same industry. We have to be friends. No. No. Y'all are corny.
Yeah, I don't do it that way, but then again, like, who are we socializing with, too? It just don't happen.
Right. Well, yeah.
But there are enough other people in this business that are that way.
Yeah, their happy hours are our last calls. They have different schedules, truly.
I'm going to ask you a question. You want to take a damn break?
Yeah.
Probably should.
Yeah.
When we come back, we got the guy who's probably, the Heat. Who's the Heat on?
I didn't even ask.
Yeah. But there is, we heard it. There is Heat.
Oh, we just don't know who it's on.
Who's it on?
Okay.
That guy's coming up. Plus,
Axel Foley.
If you drive a school bus, I really hope you don't hear this call.
If you drive a school bus?
If you drive a school bus.
Okay. Uh-oh.
You do not need to hear this call coming up. If you ride a school bus and you are a kid,
you're late, get to school.
You also do not want to hear this call coming up. This guy has got it out for kids at the bus stop and the bus drivers.
Oh, I don't get happened? On the kids, man. I'm not saying it. I just, right, having to ride the school bus is, the parents don't want to have to make their kids do it, and the kids don't want to do it.
It's a necessary
thing. Yeah, I mean, it is.
I saw a lot on the school bus. A lot.
I thought that my friend was cool because he got to ride the school bus. And, God, you don't get home till 6 o'clock?
Yeah, especially if you're one of the last kids to get dropped off.
Right.
One of them got last on the bus.
And there was some various pranks and things that you didn't even see in school on the school bus.
I had like a Basic Instinct type situation on the school bus back in the day.
I saw a dude rub a booger on a dude, another dude's forehead who was asleep, and it laid there like some kind of Indian jewel on his forehead. It was great. And I'm like, no, I'll get my mama to bring you to my house, your house, if I'm having to spend the night thing.
He just laid it on there.
Yeah, just took it off and laid it because he was sitting there asleep. And I was like, yo, it's almost dark. We ain't home from school yet. This sucks.
I was kind of scared. I'm like, I know what I'm looking at, but that's what it looks like.
Well, just the way it looked, it had a little shimmer in it. All right.
Oh my God.
864. You had to be there. 864-241-4318. More of the FOF line next.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
Yeah. And this is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Thank you. Good morning. Hello.
Hello there.
For those
that are
just tuned in here recently and you missed the announcement earlier, on Monday, Paige will get her pigskin punishment. She will be wearing something we've ordered on Etsy called Punishment Panties, and it's these underwears that have a copper coil going up the for lack of a better term, the crack. I don't know what the medical term is for that. What is it? I mean, it's just the...
It is the intergluteal cleft.
Well, is that right?
Yep.
Well, I prefer crack then. But... and then we'll ask her trivia questions on 49ers, her favorite pro team, and the Bulldogs of Georgia, her favorite college team. And if she gets them wrong, she'll get zapped. Thus, the crapper zapper. That'll be Monday at 7:30. You'll be able to watch that on live video.
If we got it off Etsy, you know, it costs more in shipping than it actually costs.
You know what? It absolutely did. It absolutely did. But I had to pay the...
What if it doesn't work?
Well, I'm going to test it out first.
Got to.
Yeah. All right. The last section of the FOF line.
Yeah, this guy's wife left him, which is not funny, but I don't know if it really bothered him that she's gone. It's like he's mad and happy at the same time. Kind of weird.
Yeah, I guess you
could. That means it was meant to happen.
But you know it's better to call us about it than to call her about it.
I would think so.
Oh, yeah.
864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
I want to say this to my ex-wife. You f***ing piece of shit, junkie. I'm so happy that you lost your job. You lost your house. You had your animals taken away from you. You lost your license. You had a f***ing career job making $27 a f***ing hour, and you managed to f*** that up, and you lost the best man that you will ever have in your life. F*** you.
He must be talking about his brother.
Oh, come on. The guy's hurting. But yeah, I hear what you're saying, though, about, you know.
Oh, he's a country song, hurting and cussing.
You know what it is? He probably had thoughts that the relationship was over, but said, you know what? I'll give it more time. But she called it quits on the relationship, and that makes him mad.
Yep.
I feel like that's the case.
I'm hurting and cussing. While she's...
It reminds me of the Facebook fussing yesterday.
Squirting and hustling? Yeah. That was a big one.
S-wording and Facebooking.
Shoogadoots.
Okay, there's still some heat to come.
Yeah, that's coming up. But this guy here, well, this is some different heat. This is pointed heat, which the other one is too, but we know what this is about. School bus drivers. And them stupid damn little damn kids that wait on the school bus.
Well, those stupid little damn kids are made to wait there by their stupid little damn parents. No, I'm just kidding about that. Sometimes, it's what I was saying about voting earlier. I think it was off the air about, Fatboy said the thought of absentee voting kind of scares you in a sense.
Awful idea.
It's kind of crazy to say to someone, all right, here's one day only you can vote. You have to get your kids to school. You got to go do your work. And then you got to get to the ballot box by 7, I think.
As long as you're in line.
Okay.
By 7.
I mean, that's not always easy to do. Plus, I don't want to go out that day.
A bunch of people.
Not that I fear anything. I mean, some things I fear. Death and taxes. But, you know, I just think if you can do it ahead of time, then, you know.
It's more convenient.
Yeah. And then I feel as though in my heart that I've done my part.
Plus, we're not going to find out the night of.
No.
That's not a thing anymore.
No.
I mean, who the hell waits on California to? I mean, come on. I'm in bed by then usually. There's no ball games that night.
Is there not?
No, they all take off for election day now.
Well, they got to go vote.
Go vote. We'll do my civic duty. Go vote.
Let my voice be heard. No, you really should. You really should go vote. Because if you don't. I always say, I'll tell you this. When I first got of age to vote, I was like, oh, man, voting, yeah. But then I think it was my grandpa that told me. He's like, you know, part of the reason I was in the service is so you could. And I always, even as I get older and more of a curmudgeon about, like, you know, the real state of affairs and stuff, I'm like, you know what, though?
That makes sense.
I remember that.
And you have your rights, your civic rights, and your civic duty.
Right.
Remember they used to install that in... As children.
Yes. Well, you grew up in California. Out here, it came in the form of a church. For me, if it wasn't for church, Lord God, what have happened? For real. I mean, you know where I grew up. Like, it could have been a far different outcome, big time. Same with you. Well, I'm not saying church.
Well, oh, no, yeah.
Saying you would have had a life of crime?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, there wouldn't have been no everybody that I know that stayed did.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, yeah, the government decided to assist people who lived in the apartments beside our house. My daddy said, no, we're not doing this.
You know, I'm kind of torn right now.
I could have been living in the projects. You know what kind of street cred I would have had?
I mean, you kind of did, though.
Well, kind of.
Well, right, maybe that's where the trend started to turn back then.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about this call. And I kind of don't want to play it because we get a lot of FOF calls that people get angry that we don't Like, evidently, they want us to play like 30 FOF calls in an hour. So they're like, you guys don't play enough. And I kind of want to get those people riled up and don't want to play the next call.
Ah.
But I got it ready.
Okay.
If you're a parent of a child who rides the school bus and you walk this child to the school bus, make one damn school bus stop. Walk that little motherfucker up the street to that school stop and don't make that damn school bus stop every two f***ing houses. And if you're a school bus driver, you're the f***ing problem, you piece of s***. Make a f***ing stop. It's your bus. You pick where the f***er stops. If the little s*** is a block away and can see your f***ing bus, they should be up at that damn stop you're at. Otherwise, f*** them. They don't get to go to school.
Oh, I'm too scared to stand outside like we used to f***ing do.
It's where you fight. It's where you have your first drink, smoke your first cigarette, see your first boob if you weren't allowed to go to the skating rink. Like, that's where you f***ing go. You're handled. But no, all you got to be picked up at your front porch. All you and you bus driving from the bitches.
You know, he's right about the one thing. My buddy, his first boob adventure was at the skating rink at the all-night skate, and I wasn't allowed to go to the all-night skate. I had to leave it dark.
Is it somebody you're sitting next to or randomly on the bus? That's what I want to know.
Might have been the school bus driver.
Oh, my gosh.
You know who's doing what?
Hey, Forrest, I'm Dorothy Harris.
At the skating rink back in the day, that's where all the, you know, digital manipulation was happening.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. I like it. The guy says, it's your bus. You get to decide where the effort stops.
No.
I don't think they do. I think the routes now are like down to a T, right? Like where they can stop.
I think, and I also think that I don't know what they get paid. I'm sure it's not enough, but that's one that should get paid. That's got to be so much to deal with.
Well, it's hard to get them now still. And I think Greenville County said they pay a lot, like pretty good in school bus money.
Right, for the actual buses? Or
like for the drivers.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I support that.
Well, you should pay them well and make sure that they do a good job and keep them safe.
That's a tough job.
Yeah.
Because our bus drivers could ride us up back in the day.
Our bus drivers were the seniors of high school.
Oh, they let you guys do whatever.
No joke.
All right, here's the guy.
What if they had to get extra car insurance?
To drive it?
Yeah.
They're covered under the state,
under,
right?
Okay. Yeah, I think. Insurance. I guess. Who knows? I need to get it for myself, actually. Car insurance.
You're looking for a rate?
Yeah.
I'm just going to press the button.
All right, go ahead.
So I feel like Matt Mann understands my frustration. I'm not sure. But what the f***, Hulu? I was primed and ready to watch some motherfucking Monday Night Raw, but now I got to subscribe to an $80 a month subscription? Well, y'all can go f*** yourselves. You done pissed me off. I'm about to cancel my subscription to Hulu because you took away my Monday Night Raw. I mean, first you took away my Friday Night SmackDown. Now you're taking away my Monday Night Raw? Unless I get an $80 subscription, you. I'll wait for y'all to come on Netflix because I got a Netflix account. And if Netflix wants to charge me more money, them too. This is some bullshit. You, Hulu.
I don't follow exactly all that. I do know they're moving to Netflix.
Yeah. Just Raw.
But I haven't, and I'm a stockholder in Netflix. So I do know that there's not any planned increases till this time next year. As you get used to it for being for not being any extra, and then you like it.
And then it's double the price.
Just the way the properties are all spread. You're still going to have PLEs on Peacock.
Right.
And the whole library. You still got, you know, USA's going
to
have.
Yeah, so what's the $80 thing he's referring to then?
He must have the live package. You get the live TV package. Plus, I'm not a big Hulu fan because they kill you on ads. It's the worst for ads. It's like 2.5-3 minutes each stop set. It's awful.
That's where I think Tubi's got it down pat. Would they do this little 2-minute little spots and they count them down in the corner so you know if you can run down the hall or.
Yeah, I did.
If you do and feel something fall, it's diarrhea. Diarrhea.
I did Netflix with ads for a little bit and it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just wouldn't show you the ads. Now, I don't have it ad free now, but you know, because I got it bundled. But even like I look at my bill with everything bundled with the internet, it's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
gonna
back
go Havers.
That's the thing. I don't know why people do that. Why they give out their, like, if you're paying full price,
yeah.
Why would you give somebody an account and let them pay less?
Well, Havers means you would go half.
Well, you know, some people can give out like 3 or 4 accounts, and
oh, they're subleasing them. They're like Airbnb and hotel rooms.
I know they're getting the money, but like you see it on the other hand is, hey, like you're only paying a fraction and we're getting the same thing. And you're doing it across all like platforms.
Yeah.
Plus, why would you want to rely on somebody else to, like, your buddy could cut you off. He could be like, you know, Taylor Johnson if you wanted to. He's calling you up and says, hey.
I'll never forget those days.
Notice you didn't pay the bill this month, buddy.
I never paid it until they called. Taylor Johnson called and told me it was due.
Remember. Unless you write it down.
That's right.
Your buddy's going to be texting you saying, hey, can you Venmo me the TV money? I need it right now. I got to get a sandwich or whatever.
Well.
I need gas money. Where's your Peacock money, buddy?
Where's your Peacock money?
I noticed you streamed a lot last month, but you didn't pay for it.
The, I wasn't aware they took, so SmackDown is going to USA.
Yeah, well, I think it's okay. There now.
Oh, okay.
Which is still the NBC Universal properties.
Yeah. I don't even know what channels they come on. It just auto-tapes. I never watch it live, ever.
But that's the thing, you know, like that says how old you are.
Yeah.
There aren't channel numbers anymore.
Uh-uh.
Like, you know, I could say to a kid, you know, around here, Channel 4. They're like, what is that?
Yeah, they're like, you dumb ass, it's NBC. Used to, they were my friend for.
Yep.
They'd been your friend for, too. The Whiffers at a ball game.
I still do it like that with channel numbers.
Hell yeah.
I like, tell my son, hey, the basketball game's coming on Channel 13. He's like, what?
USA used to be 49. HBO used to be Channel 2.
What was 96? That was the Spice Channel.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. Well, oh, the opposite of 69. That's cute.
Yeah.
Spice Channel.
That's where it was scrambled, but you could see, like, you know.
It freezes, you see a nipple.
Well, yeah, well, yeah, but one was in the left corner and the other was in the right corner.
Oh, that's where you you looked at it like a some kind of Matisse painting or Picasso, maybe.
Plus, your buddies were there. You couldn't focus on yourself, if you know what I'm saying.
Which was the weirdest thing in the world. It's like, oh, man, I need to go to the bathroom for 20 minutes. Strange times. I'm not going to high-five you when you come out either.
You better not.
I think it's best to say this. When you get mad, when you get upset, when you get pissed off, ticked off, TO'd, PO'd.
Maybe you should save it in your phone.
You know what? Pull your phones out right now, unless you're driving.
Yep.
Put it in. Put FOF in as the contact. And then I'm going to actually do it now. I need to save it. Give me that number.
864.
86. Now, do I have to do 864 every time?
You got to.
Okay.
241.
241.
4318.
Okay. Richard Petty, Peyton Manning. That's how I remember that.
That's it.
864-241-4318.
Put your fun little contact picture.
I'd like to hear more of the pissed off football people. We haven't had that much this year. Although South Carolina Clemson playing decently.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where the lack of.
Georgia's always Georgia.
Georgia's always Georgia.
Yeah. Tennessee's. If you want to brag, still call in.
Yeah. Use that number, 864-241-4318. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Yes. All right. So I want to ask you a question. Should you be allowed to use sick days to care for a sick pet?
Ooh.
I think if you are given sick days, you should be able to use them for what you want, not even if you're sick. Like, what's the difference between a personal day? Like, I could just tell you, hey, I'm taking a personal day, but it's really because my cow's sick.
Do they have to give you sick days?
I don't know.
I got a lot of sick hours.
I got them. Dude, I know. Like, I looked at mine the other day.
Yeah, you could be sick for a long time.
Those are crew.
Yeah, but I think they cap at a certain point, right? They should.
Well, I could miss like 112 shows.
No, like,
hey, and I don't want to.
That's where they get you. They know you won't use it. You don't want to use it, so they give it to you in abundance.
Yeah, that's true. Just turn them into vacay days, and we'll go with that.
Buy us out.
We'll just take the whole month of December off. Nah, we don't want to do that. No. We want to spend it with you guys. You're our family.
At least a couple weeks.
The FOF line brought to you by no one yet. I do not understand that, but feel free to reach out to some of our partners. All right, good morning, everybody.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRT's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Plus P1 approved on-demand audio. Or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.